I'm in Amsterdam, Holland today with Apostle, President of Foundation University, Samuel Lee, former member of ICAL, International Coalition of Apostolic Leaders. He's not a member of us anymore, but he's truly a brother and friend. And while visiting his university today, I was intrigued by the emphasis they have on social justice, even having a separate course, a separate concentration in their study program about this. But you were telling me, Brother Samuel, about how you have been involved in affecting real change in the social situation, the justice situation of people. Give me that example.
Yeah. What I have done is that I discovered that there is a need for theological education among the migrants. You know, when you look at the statistics, 62.5% of the leaders are not educated. They haven't got the proper theological education in order to be standing behind the pulpit. I'm sorry to say that, but that's a fact. You don't go to a dentist only because the dentist is spirit-filled. He has to have his dentistry diploma, no? The same thing with the leaders, with future leaders. So I established this university called Foundation University, and we offer basically free education, tuition-free education for migrants, for refugees, or people from the developing world or countries where Christianity is forbidden, and we offer them free theological education. Degree or based on degree program. At the same time, we have different schools, schools for human rights, school for social justice. So we try to promote social justice, human rights from a Christian perspective. And we are making an impact. I mean, it's not that great. What we do, you know, we impact the society in the little that we have and we can. And we see it, you know, we have people from Sudan, people from Eritrea, people who are refugees, who never had the chance to study, now they are studying. They are educating themselves and going back to their nations and make an impact there. So that is, there is this need of education. Education is the basic human rights for everybody. Everyone should have chance to educate, to be educated. But unfortunately, education is in the hand of the rich, the mighty, the powerful, you know, the small 20% of the world. They can study, they can go Harvard, they can go Oxford. But how about those that who cannot? But they are intelligent, they have dreams and passions. So this we established in Amsterdam, but it's actually online as well, so it goes all around the world. We have about more than 250 students at the moment, 200 already graduated, and well, we make an impact. So around the world, among the migrants as well.
Brother Samuel, when I travel the world, and especially here in Europe, I notice that your books are impacting people, like your book on the Blessed Migrant. I meet people, Christian leaders, who have learned and been changed in their whole approach because of that.
Yeah. That's right. You know, migrant is a very important issue biblically. Because the Bible speaks of being just to migrants, not only to orphans and widows, but also to migrants. And in Europe, we have a problem. We are afraid of migrants. We think that, wow, they are coming to take over. First of all, we have been going to other places and take over many things. Now there are some people coming, so-called, to take over. We invest thousands and thousands of euros to send missionaries to those countries. But they are not coming here, so why not? We use this opportunity, they are in our territory, we can reach them with the gospel. I mean, myself, I'm a testimony by that. I mean, I became a Christian. As a refugee, I was here. I was not a believer, but I came to Christ here in the diaspora, actually. So why not we as churches stand up for righteousness, justice, for migrants, and not be afraid of them? Just receive them, help them, and then along the way, they will encounter another aspect of Christianity. And that is what I'm standing for, and that's what the book is about, The Blessed Migrant. I believe John Kelly also wrote an endorsement for the book, and this endorsement is still there. Yeah, this is third version, and the endorsement is still there. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I bring greetings to you from John Kelly, Brother Sam.
Yeah.
He loves you, and we all do, you know.
Yes, I know.
And now, Brother Sam, one more thing. You were telling me about a situation where you have been able to affect certain changes in certain policies.
Yes.
Would you be willing to reveal some of that?
Yeah. I cannot reveal all of it, but for example, our church, at the same time, working with other organizations like CFMW, Commission for Filipino Migrant Workers, JCF, we have been, together with other human rights organizations, we have been pursuing for the rights of the migrants, even to the extent of, let's say, in the ILO level, like in International Labor Organization, like accepting the domestic work as a real work. And we are still pushing forward for, we have been fighting against the criminalization of the undocumented migrants, which, thank God, it didn't pass through, because the Dutch government wanted to criminalize the undocumented migrants and anyone who helps them, but it didn't go through. So it's not that we did it, but we are a part of a movement together with believers and non-believers. We join hands together and we are, step by step pursuing for this kind of righteousness and justice. So, we are there.
Samuel, you and I have been friends for like 12 years now.
Yeah.
And friendship really isn't about an organization.
That's right.
But it's about hearts.
Yes.
How do you see the need for deeper relationships among evangelical and Pentecostal brothers and sisters in Europe today?
Yes. Thank you for your question. This is a very important question, because oftentimes we as leaders, we are looking at organization. I'm not against organization. We all have our organizations and we are member of organizations. But as long as I cannot sit down with you and break bread with you, and as long as I cannot share my heart and my questions with you without being judged by you, that friendship is a fake friendship. And I think a lot of leaders, even though they are members of a lot of organizations, but they are alone. They are lonely because they have their struggles. They have their own private lives. They have their own theological issues. But they don't dare to even share it with their fellow friend because they are afraid that they're going to be judged or whatever. But I think that true friendship is the beginning of effective ministry. If I cannot be a friend with you and I cannot share my even theological battles with you without you judging me, without you tomorrow posting it in your blog or whatever, what is the use of, network and connection? Because Jesus had only 12 of them and he broke bread with them and he ate with them. That was the level of being effective, and that's why they could change the world. But only being a part or being in, that's good. I love that and I like that. I like to be a part of an organization. But before that, I like to break bread and share my heart without being judged.
Thank you, dear friend, Samuel Lee.
Thank you, my friend, Jan.